Welcome to Alignment for Impact. I'm your host, Matthew Naylor. I started this podcast because healthcare and leadership both come down to the same thing, alignment. When people, purpose, and performance connect, real impact happens. On this show, we'll talk with entrepreneurs, brokers, and change makers who are challenging what is broken in healthcare and in business, and find new ways to make a difference for companies, communities, and the people they serve. I think what really truly inspired me to start the podcast was my lived journey and experience personally and professionally as an entrepreneur and as a leader. You know, I grew up with a learning disability, dyslexia. And through that lived experience, I learned a lot about life. I learned about what it looked like to work hard and do the right thing and surround yourself with great people. And as an entrepreneur, I learned a lot about being resourceful and being resilient and truly being relentless and pursuing your passion and purpose in life. And I thought a lot about alignment and how do you communicate with people, both internally and externally, at Crumdale Specialty and broader. And I think there's a really interesting intersection around healthcare and leadership, alignment and community. And I just really felt like it was my opportunity to bring people together and share their experiences personally and professionally of how they want to make an impact on the communities they serve. I really hope people have an opportunity to learn. I think learning is a wonderful thing that can be truly immersive. I hope that I can bring the audience to the people that we bring to the show in a way that shares in experiences that we have both internally and externally, but that people can learn and grow together with real passion and purpose of how to serve and how to make an impact wherever they are in their journey in life. You know, my journey's been interesting, personally and professionally. I was born and raised in a suburb outside of Philadelphia. I had an amazing mother and father. I had three siblings. I grew up going to public school, and the first chapter of my life was very difficult. I'm dyslexic, and going to public school was terribly difficult. And putting yourself in an environment where you struggle every day and face adversity, I really think helped shape me as a person. Learning how to navigate my environment intellectually and emotionally was challenging. I look back on that experience, and although very difficult, super rewarding. I think it has helped shape me as a person, as a leader, as a father, as an entrepreneur. The second part of my journey, I think, is athletics. Although school was very difficult, I really thrived on the athletic field. And I learned a lot about what a team looks like and how do you work hard and how do you contribute and how do you surround yourself with great people. And when you have a shared vision and shared goals and real, you know, focus on the right values, great things can happen. I learned a lot about how to win right. I also learned a lot about how to win and lose properly. So I think athletics was probably the second biggest part of my lived experience. The third was being an entrepreneur and being in a family business. You know, family businesses aren't for the faint of heart. And, you know, being in a small business with your father, it has its pros and its cons. But, you know, I learned a lot about family governance. I learned a lot about nepotism. I learned a lot about, you know, alignment. And that's really where my alignment of interest really started to take shape for myself personally and professionally. And I think the fourth and final part of my journey that I love to share is I was super lucky and super fortunate to marry my best friend. I met my wife in third grade. We went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. We had our first child right out of high school. We have five incredible kids, and I'm a family first person. You know, I think, you know, too often in life, people, you know, don't have clarity about what's important to them. And for me, it was about my family and how I could serve my wife and my kids and live with a real passion and purpose and show them a really great example of what really right looks like in life. And that's the fourth part of my journey that I love to share and talk about. I think impact and alignment with entrepreneurship is a very difficult thing to navigate. And it comes down to, like, you can be a great entrepreneur, you can be innovative, you can be creative, you can be disruptive, you can have like amazing research and development, you can really ideate and innovate things that you want to bring to a market in a way that is transformational. But at the end of the day, if you don't have great alignment with the talent and the team that you're recruiting, financially, emotionally, intellectually, you know, just really good things can't happen. And so, you know, and I learned that alignment process through my lived experience with my dyslexia, with my athletic experience. And as a young entrepreneur, I made a lot of mistakes as a young entrepreneur around alignment, but really started to get it right a lot later on in my life. And, you know, I think when you think about how do you show up every day as a leader and with a real purpose to bring alignment to people, both internally and externally, how do you recruit, retain, and build a great team? How do you partner with people that are out in the marketplace where they have a real respect for your products, your services, your solutions, where you're making a real impact? I think alignment can be very transformational when you really think about it strategically. You know, healthcare has been broken for a very long time. I started my career in healthcare in the mid-90s because I was fortunate enough to have a father that was in the business. And I was brought up and raised in the business. And I've had a bird's eye view of the good and the bad and the ugly of healthcare in this country, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, you know, employer health, fully insured, self-funded. And there's a lot of lack of alignment. There's a lot of conflicts of interest. There's a lot of lack of transparency to the consumer. And I think, you know, for me, it was about how do we build something that's transparent? How do we build something that's truly agnostic? How do we build something that's going to reduce cost, create a better outcome, and create a better experience for members in a way that truly makes an impact? And, you know, today, insurance companies and health systems are very aligned with one another, and it doesn't serve the consumer or employer very well. And at Crumdale, what we're trying to do is bring innovation, data analytics, information, and, you know, products and services and solutions that truly reduce cost, produce a better outcome, and create a better experience for the members. I think when I think about the future of the Crumdale and this Matthew Naylor podcast, where we're making an impact around alignment, I think I'm hoping to bring people to the show that truly are aligned with delivering that to the community, where we, you know, not just a vibe, but a real opportunity to learn about where's the market been, where's the market today, where's the market going, where's the innovation happening, what can people really think about and consider to change where healthcare costs are going long term. And I also hope that, you know, we bring people to the show that are real leaders, entrepreneurs that share their lived experience about how they built businesses, how they overcame adversity, how grit and determination helped shape their lives. You know, the good and the bad and the ugly of being an entrepreneur. You know, I hope that we have an opportunity on this show to interview lots of entrepreneurs that share their experience so other entrepreneurs can learn and live through that. I hope people look at the show as an immersive learning opportunity. That's truly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people to resonate with this show, that when they come and they listen, you know, to the people that we interview and the people we have an opportunity to host on the show, that people walk away with a real experience and a real opportunity to say, hey, I heard something, I saw something, I learned something, and I'm going to be able to take that and apply that to my life in a way that is going to be impactful. This is Matthew Naylor. You've been listening to Aligned for Impact.